Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 315 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Jennifer Emoto. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Today, we will be discussing part two of chapter six of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, The Ghoul in the Pajamas. So make sure that you've read the chapter and you're ready to haunt your way through the details.
Ayo.
Do the ghouls haunt, though?
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
He clanks chains. That's
yeah.
Haunt.
Yeah, yeah. Does make a sure form you do of haunting.
A good ghoulish recap.
See the way she looked ready? Into your eyes?
Yeah.
Chains, chains, chains. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink. It's Taylor Swift lyrics.
Oh my gosh.
I remember when Tiffany said you were going to be unbearable.
I wasn't, was I?
No, you were fine.
See? Good times. Okay, no one really knows how to deal with the loss of Mad-Eye, right? Mrs. Weasley's doing her best to get information out of the trio and then keeps him apart. Ma'am, right now, poised at the edge of the wizarding world, Lord Voldemort has been secretly creating several weapons with a destructive capacity to annihilate the entire world. Harry alone has the information to reveal those weapons' only weaknesses. And you, Mrs. Weasley, are responsible for delaying his rendezvous with his friends!
Oh my god.
That was really good.
That Thank was you. Really good.
Thank yeah. you.
You are a toy!
You are a child's plaything.
You are a Strad.
Strad?
Strad! You're Strad!
Strad strange look! You have my pity.
Man.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Well, good riddance, you loony! It's just such a good movie.
It's so quotable.
Oh my Truly. Gosh.
So quotable.
So are we surprised by the fact that Ron tries to be a conspiracy theorist at the start of this? You guys can answer in my summary. Are we surprised by his conspiracy theorist ways?
Is it conspiracy or is it just he's really sad and doesn't want to believe it?
A little conspiracy-ish, in my opinion.
Okay. I was trying to remember what it was. That's why I wasn't responding.
Moody's alive.
I like it. Ron's looking on the bright side of things.
Well, Harry pulls him back to Earth and says, no, Ron, he's dead. Your brother saw the green light. End game.
Your brother?
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
Oh, I thought I was like, man, it's not his brother.
Oh.
I'm gonna leave.
Invite yourself out.
Hermione takes a little stroll down memory lane with all of her books, and we learn what Hermione did to protect herself and her family when she leaves with Harry. And then we learn what Ron did. A ghoul in pyjamas.
Do you remember bananas in pyjamas?
They're coming down
bananas
the stairs.
Bananas in pyjamas. Yes, I loved that show.
So did I. Yeah, Mia, thank you. Those pinstripe pyjamas, so freaking cute.
So cute. Are bananas and pajamas more scary, or is Barney more scary?
Barney.
I
loved Barney.
I loved Barney.
I was not a Barney person. I was too old.
I loved Barney. Obsessed.
Meg and I just had a conversation about that the other day, and there was two other dinosaurs on there, and I was like, oh, I couldn't stand the one. And Meg's like, what? I loved her.
I can't remember her name now, but she was awesome. Anyway. Tiffany.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you here?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about this stuff. Like conspiracy theories. Is he going to be on the History Channel? What's that show? Ancient Aliens? E-Kirk 2006 loves that stuff.
Oh my god.
Oh, E-Kirk. I saw he dressed up like a Hufflepuff student for school.
Aren't we shocked?
No. And by the other day, I mean yesterday.
Literally yesterday. It has been a week, my friends. Can't believe it's only Wednesday. Any whoosies. Ron's like, we're just talking about Mad-Eye. And he tells Harry that he thinks Mad-Eye may have survived. I appreciate the want to look on the bright side of things. But Harry's like very firm in this moment. And I wonder if this has anything to do with him pushing the thought of Hedwig being dead and not believing that until, I mean, it wasn't like hours later, but it was a little bit.
It was a while, yeah.
It was a little bit. And he's like, no. Bill saw him get hit with green light. Ron counters that Bill's under attack. He may not have been sure about what he saw. And then Hermione goes ahead and counters with the fact that even if he wasn't hit with green light, he would have fallen about 1,000 feet. How many DeVitos is that? I don't do math. So somebody else do it for me, please. And he had nothing to help him. There was no wand, no broom, no thestral, no nothing. So the fall would have killed him anyway.
20.735 DeVitos.
It's 1,000, not 100.
You're right.
Hold on. It's even more.
I thought that sounded low. 207.347 DeVitos.
Thank you. We'd love to see that. And so Ron's like kind of grumpy about this. He says, quote, well, all right, if you want him to be dead, said Ron grumpily, punching his pillow into a more comfortable shape. Of course we don't want him to be dead, said Hermione, looking shocked. It's dreadful that he's dead, but we're being realistic. And then Harry has a very swish moment in the fact that he thinks about something that should be sad and turns it awkward and laughs and wants to laugh, right?
What we do.
Mm-hmm. Quote, for the first time, Harry imagined Mad-Eye's body broken as Dumbledore's had been, yet with that one eye still whizzing in its socket. He felt a stab of revulsion mixed with a bizarre desire to laugh.
It's weird when your body just like does those things. Like I always have the feeling of like wanting to laugh in like the worst situations, but I don't think anything's funny. It's just like an anxious response to stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're more embarrassed because like if I laugh, everyone's going to think I'm actually clinically insane, you know?
Yeah. It's a toughie.
Yeah.
Quote, the Death Eaters probably tidied up after themselves. That's why no one's found him, said Ron wisely.
Now he's already jumped. He's already on it.
A seer again, Mr. Weasley. Right. I'm just saying.
He was just thinking he was still alive. Now he's like, oh, well, yeah, they probably cleaned it up, huh?
No, I just think... I mean, you don't want it to be true, you know? Doesn't he try and say that Dumbledore isn't dead later on or something?
Yes, I think so.
Brings him the sword.
Is it because he's Ron Boldore?
I mean, it could be.
talk about Ron, conspiracy theorists.
Was that too loud?
No.
I'm sorry.
Wow, put your sweatshirt on more quietly.
I'm cold right now. If I'm cold, then it's cold. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I was, you know what? I was going
to. Oh, geez.
I was going to say, would Ron have joined, been a part of QAnon?
Oh, my God. No. No.
I hope not.
No.
He just is so gullible. He believes a lot of dumb stuff.
Oh, my God. Surprise, Ron's boomer. That's funny.
But I love him.
We know.
Just pointing that out.
So we know where his eye ends up, but what of his body? And I don't know, but I think Harry's probably on the right track with this. So we get a nice little shout out to Goblet of Fire. And Harry suggests that the Death Eaters would have turned him into, like, maybe they turned him into a bone and buried him like they did with Barty Crouch. And this sends Hermione, and understandably so, they're speaking very candidly about someone who has just passed, and not everyone can, like, separate that so quickly. I think it depends greatly on who you are and how you have experienced death within your own life. I don't know how much death close to Hermione that she has experienced, like this. Expected deaths, in my own personal opinion, are easier to speak candidly about and be more like realistic about, rather than a death that is unexpected. And that's a lot more difficult for people to process and talk about. And I feel like maybe the grieving process would be a little bit longer. And just a little note about me growing up. Death was always this, like, huge, I mean, it is a huge thing, but, like, I don't know. It was, like, not to be talked about in such a way in funerals and calling hours, and we didn't call them calling hours when I grew up, were to be solemn and serious. And then I dated an Irishman and married him, and wakes. Irish wakes are nothing like what I experienced growing up. It truly is like
a celebration.
It's a celebration of life, and there's laughter and stories, and it's just it's wholly different. And I feel like coming into this Irish family, I don't know. I feel a little bit differently about it, which is a good thing. Yeah. I feel like it was good for me.
Yeah. It's like a better grieving process to go about it that way.
To celebrate the life.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, obviously you're still sad, mm-hmm. but yeah, it makes a lot more.
You're not allowed to be upset.
Right. Mm-hmm. It just makes a lot more sense to talk about all the good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But yeah, I mean, obviously we know Hermione. We know some of the deaths that Hermione has dealt with just because.
The Hogwarts deaths.
Right. But we don't know outside of that.
Right.
I mean, but that is a lot still. I don't know. I mean, also some people are just more emotional than others and have a harder time.
Yeah. Everyone she obviously deals does. With things differently. True, yeah. Including grief.
Mm-hmm. True. So Hermione begins crying while she has a copy of Spellman's syllabary open in front of her. Fun fact, my great grandmother's last name is Spellman.
Hey.
I think I'm a witch.
Obviously.
Right. Oh. Oh, gosh. The wiki just put a big old discovered debit card ad in front of me. And it made me click out of it. Anywhoosies. If you didn't already know, Spellman's Syllabary is a book.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But it is used in ancient runes class at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. I don't know why I'm talking with an accent. But
why not?
It's right here. The book contains information on runes and their meanings and could be used to translate runes into modern English. The edition owned by Hermione Granger was written by Rosanna Amorim. What is that? Jacob's brother? I don't know. There's a citation. And it's not letting me click. Is the internet going nutty?
It's working for me.
It won't let me click that.
Where is this? Let me see. In the history part?
It's literally in the first, like, paragraph. It says, one, celebration of Harry Potter Day 1 highlights from MuggleNet. Oh, interesting.
Hey, all right.
So that's real. Yeah, so Hermione takes this with her out and about. She actually uses this book to try and figure out what the Deathly Hallows symbol is in Tales of Beedle the Bard.
Does look like a rune.
It does look like a rune. So there's that. That's a nice little tie-in for later on. And so Ron's on it, daggone it. And that's a good old my dad thing for you. He says that. And Harry tries to comfort Hermione, but he's too slow. Ron's there. He puts his arm around her. And in an instant, he's getting a disgusting handkerchief out, and he's handing it to her after he tries to clean it with Turgio. What's Turgio? Oh, you remember that spell, guys. It's the cleaning spell. Variations of loose. Use. Cleaning. That's it. But it is from a Latin verb. I don't know. Turgere? Sorry. But to rub off, wipe dry, wipe clean, or cleanse.
Nice.
What is OOC dice? What is that?
What do you mean?
OOC dice information. Turgio requires a player to be level 9 or higher.
That sounds like D&D stuff.
What does it mean?
Doesn't it?
It's got to be a game. OOC dice.
Please look
that
up.
I'm Googling it. Harry Potter.
I assume, I know it's a game. There's dice. But like,
devils roll the dice.
I've never heard of that.
OOC dice, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I found too, but like, there's
dicers.
Kayla, yes.
It's on Amazon. Hold on. Harry Potter Dicer Starter Set.
Well, that's a real game.
It is a real game.
No. Kayla sent a Devils Roll the Dice, Angels Roll Their Eyes game.
Yeah. I don't know. They're dice with little figures in them. But I don't know if... Wait. Yeah, I have no idea. Sorry.
Well, it's a game.
If someone knows.
Harry Potter and the Alchemist's Quest discontinued. Is that it? No.
But you gotta be level 9 to clean.
What the heck is that? So weird.
So. Anyways. Quote, the wand siphoned off most of the grease. Looking rather pleased with himself, Ron handed the slightly smoking handkerchief to Hermione. Oh, thanks, Ron. I'm sorry. She blew her nose and hiccuped. It's just so awful, isn't it? Right after Dumbledore. I just never imagined Mad-Eye dying. Somehow he seems so tough. Yeah, I know, said Ron, giving her a squeeze. But you know what he'd say to us if he was here? Constant vigilance, said Hermione, mopping her eyes. That's right, said Ron, nodding. He'd tell us to learn from what happened to him. And what I've learned is not to trust that cowardly little squit mundungus.
Ron's being such a grown-up here.
Well, let me tell you why. I like this moment. I truly do. Even though he took it from a bit of a slimy book
him
out.
What a butt.
Way to charm witches.
That's right.
Yeah. But it does help him be more considerate and not teaspoon. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
It broadens his mind.
It just, it's fine. I don't mind this. This is okay. Sometimes. And he does help her calm down. She gives a little laugh. And then she goes for more books. And we get a shout out to Prisoner. Because she accidentally drops the monster book of monsters on him. And it breaks free from the restraining belt that was on it. And snapped viciously at Ron's ankle. And he's not pleased.
It's crazy to think that like a whole class full of students just like have these books in their home.
Right.
Like not using them, just
do they have
bound
to eat
up.
Though?
I don't know.
They probably
seem
not.
Living.
They eat knowledge. Hmm. I don't know.
I don't mind a good self-help book. I don't mind a good self-help book, Ron.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. All right. So Hermione is going through these books. Deciding which ones they need to bring with them on their hunt for the you-know-whats.
Do you mean Hermione?
Yes.
Okay.
Her. And I love the comic relief from Ron here. He goes, of course, I forgot we'll be hunting down Voldemort in a mobile library.
Mobile.
Mobile library. And Harry now tries to get them to not come. As we all knew he would.
Classic Harry.
So he goes, I know you said after Dumbledore's funeral that you wanted to come with me. And Ron just looks to Hermione and goes, here he goes. As we knew he would.
Wait, sing it. Say it like Jim Dale.
I don't remember.
Here he goes, as we knew he would.
That's very good. That's very good. So Hermione then decides to take Hogwarts to history because, quote, even if we're not going back there, I don't think it'd feel right if I didn't have it with. And I thought this was a fun fact because I wanted to look up mentions of Hogwarts to history to see if it's used at all again later.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. But Half-Blood Prince is the only book that that book is not mentioned in.
Too busy and talking about that other book.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that was interesting. It is mentioned in every other book.
Honestly, weird. Don't you two read?
I also think that this is a nice little Easter egg, possibly, because Bathilda Bagshot is the author, and she plays an integral role in the Horcrux hunt. So even though they don't end up using Hogwarts a history, they do, in fact, go back to Hogwarts, Hermione. She says, even if we're not going back there, you are going to go back there. And they also get to meet the author of this massively popular, famous book that Hermione is obsessed with. Kind of. She's kind of dead.
Do they?
You know.
Do they? They get to, meet her husk body.
So.
I'm sorry. Did you just say husk?
She did.
Casually.
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
Embodied by a snake.
What would you call it?
Corpse.
See, no, the husk sounds way better for me.
Shell.
Yeah.
Give me more words.
Exoskeleton. Skin blanket.
No.
Claudia just said skin bag.
No. Claudia isn't verbally recording this episode.
Oh my god.
That's horrific.
We're all just sacks of meat.
No!
We are.
But Bathilda right now is a husk.
Yeah.
What are synonyms for husk?
You look that up.
Shell, hull, pod, case, casing, coverings, seed case, rind, skin, peel, shaft, brand,
peel.
Shuck, word I can't say, capsule, legume.
None of those sound any better than
I am forever referring to my body as a legume.
A legume.
Bree says bag of bones.
Yeah.
It's better.
Okay. Harry tries again, but Hermione claps back this time. and tells him enough. They decided months or really years ago that this was happening. So, like, genuinely stop. And this is when we learn just how much she has done to prepare. And this is a lot. So I'm just going to read from the book. I've been packing for days, so we're ready to leave at a moment's notice, which, for your information, has included doing some pretty difficult magic, not to mention smuggling Mad-Eye's whole stock of polyjuice potion right under Ron's mom's nose. I've also modified my parents' memories, so they're convinced they're really called Wendell and Monica Wilkins, and that their life's ambition is to move to Australia, which they have now done. That's to make it more difficult for Voldemort to track them down and interrogate them about me or you, because, unfortunately, I've told them quite a bit about you. Assuming I survive our hunt for the Horcruxes, I'll find Mum and Dad and lift the enchantment. And if I don't, well, I think I've cast a good enough charm to keep them safe and happy. Wendell and Monica Wilkins don't know that they've got a daughter, you see.
It's so sad.
It really is. And also, that is very complicated magic that she has done at 17 years old.
This comes up quite quickly later on, and people always
sorry, it was my chair. sounds like I'm lying, but I'm not.
You broke Tiffany.
I bet you didn't even pick it up.
No.
Oh my god.
Very comedic timing. That's serious things to say.
Yeah. What about Hermione?
Oh god. Hold on.
And all this stuff she's done.
Okay. So it comes up really quickly later on when they are, in the cafe. Right. They just leave the wedding. And she goes to modify the Death Eater's memories, and she's like, I haven't done memory charm, but I know the theory. And people are like, what about your parents? So what's that all about?
So I think that it's different to erase someone's memory versus modifying it. Because I think that she says she doesn't know how to erase. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it erase?
Because they want to wipe their minds then,
they
right?
want to wipe the event, I believe, because right. they can't know that Harry Potter is there or right. his accomplices. So what I'm thinking is along the same lines as you, that changing, oh god, but that's the entire history of her memories from
I love how they portray
conception
that.
To
yeah
right
that
I'm
day
kind of picturing it as like a glimmer.
Mm. Okay.
Like Agatar. So like everything is, because she can lift it. It's an enchantment. She can lift it. But so it's all in there. But she put a new reality in their head. So that is what they see. Like that is first and foremost.
So it's
like a blanket.
Yeah. So it's different than actually wiping someone's memory.
Yeah. So instead of an eraser, we're just modifying what we're saying. Yeah.
Mia, I did mean glamour, and I said glimmer, but you know, that's fine.
We under
and Harry Potter,
it's a glimmer. Different universe.
Thank you.
But yeah, so that does come up often with people on the internet highway.
I have another theory, though.
Sure.
I think that she probably did know how to do it, but it was probably pretty triggering to do it. Because of what she just did to her parents.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So it was easier to say, I can't do that.
Could
because
be.
She didn't want to.
That's valid. That's 100% valid.
I don't know. It is different, though, because she didn't. Those memories aren't erased because she says she can lift it.
She can lift it.
Yeah. But that's a really good point as well. And it's I don't blame her really for triggering. Wanting to, like, protect herself.
I love how they portrayed it in the movie, how whenever they're panning through the house and like she's just erasing out of pictures. So sad.
Yeah, it was a very sad times.
And I think that obviously we joke all the time that Harry doesn't truly think things through, but this is 1000% something he did not even think of.
Mm-hmm.
And I also 1000% think Ron would not have thought of it if Hermione hadn't probably told him, we need to come up with a plan for your family to protect them.
Yeah.
Because they would, I mean, I would be curious to find out or know how quickly Hermione's family home was raided.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And because they do say, they do find out that, like, it was questioned as to why Ron didn't come to school, and they did follow up on it.
Yeah, they did check. I would assume that it would be after she was confirmed to be with him. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or.
Because otherwise she could.
Or.
Well, when she doesn't show up to school.
When she doesn't show up to school because Voldemort makes it mandatory for everybody to go to Hogwarts when it wasn't like that before.
And of course you're going to have a list of Muggleborns.
It's before the ministry because she is on the list. You're correct.
Yeah.
She doesn't show up and she doesn't go to Hogwarts. So that would enable them to go and to check. It would give them the reasoning that they would need.
Yeah.
Because they're still, like, it's so odd to me that they're, like, still kind of operating within their own laws. Like,
yeah.
They're not just outright doing whatever the heck they want to do. They still have some semblance of some
structure.
Kind of structure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. And I feel like that's very interesting because Harry even says, you know, why doesn't Voldemort make himself Minister of Magic? And Lupin's like, effectively he is, but he doesn't need to be in there. He has puppets running it for him. So, like, he's head honcho, but everybody else is, like, doing his bidding. But it's all within, like, this government kind of facade.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Gives me some real life feels.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep. So, obviously, after hearing this from Hermione, Harry is just, like, at a loss for words. He, like, stammers through trying to, like, say a sentence. He's like, Hermione, I'm sorry, I didn't. And then she butts in and says, didn't realize that Ron and I know perfectly well what might happen if we come with you. Well, we do. Ron, show Harry what you've done. Immediately just like, okay, come on, no more games. He needs to know how serious we are. I just told him what I did. You show him what you did. We understand what doing this means, not mm-hmm. just for us, but for our families too.
And I think that's also very telling of them because they know him so well. He's going to try and get us to not come too.
Yep.
He's going to try and do this alone like he always does because he knows that people are dying for him. And he doesn't want that. But what he also has to realize is that the people who are in his, like, inner circle, would they die for him? Yes. And the greater people of the cause, the people who aren't so close to him, who are fighting as well, are they dying for Harry? Not as much as I would think the people closest to him. They're all willing to die for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
And that's kind of I don't know. I mean, it's like it was in the first Wizarding War. People were willing to give their lives for a better future. And that's what we're seeing here now. And Harry absolutely, especially after Mad-Eye, wants no part in that.
Yeah.
But what he doesn't understand is that they would do, like, anything for him. And they also know that, like, he needs them.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine?
No. No.
You could still be camping to this day. Mm. Kidding me?
So Harry follows Ron out of the room and onto his teeny tiny little landing.
I like that when Hermione's like, show him what you've done. And Ron's like, oh, no, he just ate.
I mean, Hermione's like, no, it does smell.
Right. So Ron says Descendo, and this little hatch opens up in the ceiling and a ladder comes down. Has this always been here? Like, have they always been able to access the attic like
it
that?
It feels like my aunt and uncle had this type of thing. So it feels very normal.
Yeah, I think so.
It feels very 90s to me.
Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
You get stuck up there.
Yeah. And also, I think it's, I mean, like, we've known about the ghouls since Chamber?
Yeah.
Right?
When he first gets there.
So he essentially has his own bedroom, even though it's like the attic. It's described as a horrible half-sucking, half-moaning sound coming from the now open ceiling and an unpleasant smell like open drains.
Ew.
That is the worst smell.
That's awful.
I realized today, because I read this part today, and then I gave Phil one of his treats, and that is what it smells like. I have figured it out. Those yak puffs.
No, it smells like burnt cheese.
Nope. Open it up, take another smell. Smells like a terribly wet rag that's been sitting in a pipe for 3 years. That's what it tastes.
Why are you full of these disgusting descriptors tonight?
You're welcome.
What's wrong with you? It's the goofy shirt?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
And green in a hat. Why? Mm-hmm. And a green mic? What did you do?
Look what you made me do.
Megan, you're really bad today at the Coke game.
Who has been out Slytherin'd?
Don't blame me. Don't blame me. Don't blame me for what you made me do.
Oof.
So hot.
Don't make me go nuts.
So hot.
So Harry's like, well, that's your ghoul, isn't it? Because he'd never met him, but it's been described in previous books. Like, you can hear him clanking around up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Ron's like, yeah, come and meet him. And Harry's like, do ghouls normally wear pajamas? And Ron said, no, and they don't normally have red hair or are covered in pustules, which are like really angry lesiony pimples.
Lesiony.
Yeah, I'm just all full of the gross today.
Purple blisters.
Tiffany Evie was watching Hocus Pocus and she pointed at Billy and said, he's gross.
He's gross.
He is gross.
I was like, yeah, he is a little gross.
He's a good guy. Oh my god. And Ron goes, he's me, see? And Harry's like, no, I don't. And Ron's like, I'll tell you back in the room. The smell's getting to me. So they head back. So basically, when the trio leaves, the ghoul's going to stay in Ron's bedroom. Quote, I think he's really looking forward to it. Well, it's hard to tell because all he can do is moan and drool. But he nods a lot when you mention it. So he's going to be Ron with Spattergroit.
Doesn't sound pleasant.
No. If you don't remember what that is, it's a skin infection. So you break out in these really angry purple pimples. They blister. They can leave scars on your face. It's also like, it's like a magical fungus. So if it reaches your mouth, you can't speak anymore, which is to their benefit because ghouls can't talk. So when they come a knocking, like, where's your son? Well, he's there and he can't talk anyway.
It's really a good plan.
It really is.
It's pretty bright. Ghouls are a being, and they are a 2X on the Ministry of Magic classification.
The mom.
Relatively harmless. that are just nuisances because of the noises that they make. They're dim-witted, live off bugs and other household pests. Yeah, they're kind of like bats. You want them around, but you don't want them like around. You know what I mean?
Spiders too.
Yeah,
spiders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Additional symptoms are severe confusion and memory loss.
That's
and
sad.
Fun fact, a massive outbreak of spattergroit was one of the several things speculated to have been behind the mystery of why no one in the wizarding world could remember the Quidditch World Cup taking place in 1877.
Is that from Quidditch Through the Ages?
Hold on. Let me make sure it's not Jacob's sibling. History of the Quidditch World Cup from Pottermore.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
All right. All about spattergroit, which is the worst name ever. Ron's like stoked about this plan. It's a really good plan. He's like, it's good, huh? And Harry's just like confused. He's like, no, like it is good. he's like, when I don't turn up at Hogwarts, like everyone's gonna assume that me and Hermione are with you. So the Death Eaters are gonna go straight to the families for information. So for Hermione, she's hoping it looks like she went away with her parents because a lot of Muggleborns right now are talking about going into hiding. I don't blame them because we'll see later with the whole thing Umbridge cooks up. And for Ron, they obviously can't hide his whole family. One, it's like a little sus. And two, they can't all leave their jobs. So the story is he's really sick. If anyone comes to investigate, his parents will just be like, all right, you can come see him. But spattergroit's really contagious, so they're not going to want to go anywhere near him. So they're probably just going to be like, yeah, yeah, sure, okay, yeah, whatever. So Harry's like, are your mom and dad in on the plan? And he says his dad is because he helped him and he helped the twins transform the ghoul. But Mrs. Weasley, she won't accept their going until they've gone. The end.
Did you guys remember that there is a, quote, murderous old ghoul in the toilet in 12 Grimmauld Place? I didn't remember when they were cleaning it out.
I don't remember that
either. I forgot about that.
1995, baby.
I just remember all the doxies and the boggart and the troll heads and the locket and the screaming portrait.
Okay, so you remember literally like everything else except this.
Yeah.
Just rattles the list. Oh man, so that's like a kind of a shout out to you to that.
Yeah,
very interesting.
Very nice.
Very nice.
All right, we ready for lightning bolt questions? KDK, quick answers. You have a pet ghoul. What is their name?
Ferdinand.
I like that.
Quick.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. This is a lot of pressure.
Katie is like drawing on her stickers. Francesca.
You went with my
Francisco.
F.
Yeah. Well, when you said that, I thought Fergus.
Oh, I like Fergus. Let's just, yeah, all F names. Okay. Mia asks, Hermione had to limit her choices for the mobile library while camping. Desert Island books. Pick three you must have.
Deathly Hallows.
What a shocker.
I'm just gonna... Oh. Oh, no.
That's hard.
If I go with my current likes, Crescent City 2 and Silver Flames.
Okay. Katie?
No, Kindles. Lame.
Well, I don't know.
I think I would probably pick Sorcerer's Stone. I would pick a Harry Potter. I think I would go Sorcerer's. No. I'm gonna change that. I'm gonna say Goblet of Fire. I'm
okay.
Go Goblet of Fire. And then probably Mist and Fury. And. A Christina Lauren book. Which one?
Soulmate Equation. Come on. On Honeymooners?
No.
Love in Other Words.
Mm. Yeah, Love in Other Words by Christina Lauren.
I definitely think I'd go Sorcerer's Stone. Ralph S. Mouse.
Oh, that's a good one.
Shut up. I love that book.
I love it. What would my third one be?
Oh, man. Now I want to have picked Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I've never read that.
Me either. Oh, I love it.
And Red, White, and Royal Blue. Thank you, Megan, with an H.
That is a good one. That's a good one. All right, let's see.
How did that take me less time than picking a name for the call?
You know, I don't know. Sam asks, if you could wipe yourself out of something so no one remembers an embarrassing moment, what would it be?
Would it be when you blew your trumpet out the window? No, I'm proud of that.
I own that. I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Something that haunts my, like, it's one of those things where you wake up and you're like, oh my God, that happened. Second grade, I got caught playing with my Beanie Babies in my desk and everyone stared at me. And I'm still embarrassed about it. So I would definitely wipe that off the map.
I got caught playing with my Beanie Babies in my desk.
I mean, like, I was making it talk and everything, and then I look up and everyone was staring at me. No! And slowly close my desk. Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Oh. Did you pick one?
No. I'm just trying to think about awkward interactions.
Every day of my life.
I have two that I think about pretty often, but I don't know between.
Should it also be when I hit that person that lives in our building with trash?
Yeah, definitely.
We walked by her again the other day, and then as we walk away, Katie's like, I hit her with trash.
By that time, I threw my trash away at Panera and it flew behind the garbage can and it hit people who were sitting in their booth.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
What's wrong with me?
It was awful.
It was awful.
I have secondhand embarrassment for you.
I can't really remember anything recently.
Secondhand embarrassment.
I had my observation a couple of weeks ago, and it's like 5 minutes after it started, it's dead quiet, and a kid rips some fart, and everybody starts laughing, and you know you're being evaluated, so I'm like, calm down, calm down, and I literally said, there's no shame in the fart game. And my AP's in the back, and she's like,
it's awesome.
Oh my God.
I have first
graders fart so much, you guys.
So what was the question?
Something embarrassing you wish you could have wiped.
I'll just tell both of my stories.
Sure.
So the first one I think of is from preschool. And I legitimately remember this. It was the first time I ever got put in timeout. Me and my friend decided to barricade the castle. And we wouldn't let anybody in.
Yeah, that tracks for you.
We blocked the door. One of us was in the tower as the lookout. We got put in timeout for not sharing the castle.
Oh my God.
Terrible.
And then the other one is when I did dance. I feel so bad for my mom because my mom, like, paid for these extra lessons for me to do so good on this brand new solo. I really wanted to do a solo to Reflection from Mulan. And my mom paid for all these extra classes. And then we go to the competition. And I literally blanked. I just forgot the dance and started making it up for like half of it, and I still placed in high second though, so I'm still kind of proud of that. But
she has
a
video of it.
So yeah, of course, my mom, because she was like so excited for this dance, she was like so proud of it, she loved it so much, she prepaid for like the video of it. They like record your solo and then you get it, like your competition solo. It was all made up.
Oh, we watched it one time. She's like, see right there?
That's
when
I forgot. And then all of a sudden I can tell, I'm like, oh, and I came back right there is when I started remembering it again.
Oh my God. It was so funny.
Bad. It was so bad. That was, yeah, that was embarrassing. Because my mom was so mad at me. I was like, I don't know what happened. I just forgot.
Many people in the chat have also experienced that, just so you know.
Oh my gosh. Well, that makes me feel better. So, yeah.
Well done.
You don't have one, Tiff?
Didn't I say it?
No, you just told us.
No, there's shame in the fart game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Should that be the episode title?
There's no shame in the fart game. No, on it, dag on it. Mm-hmm. Is right now this is the title. All right.
Kayla, no.
Kayla.
Kayla, no. Fan story.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
Cool. Last embarrassing moment, because I can't stop thinking about it. Walking down the hallway when I went into an office and someone says something to me and I meant to say thank you and something else and I screamed thank and that was it.
Oh my god, I forgot when I fell on my butt in front of like front of like my least favorite teacher of my entire life, my entire existence.
Oh, I remember that. I can't.
Hated that teacher, and I went and sat down for like a review with her and I fell out of the chair.
Wait, I have one that has to do with my mom.
Yes, please.
Okay, so
these are the best stories.
Really quick, we're in the Wendy's drive-thru, and she pulls up to the Wendy's. She's digging through her coins to find the exact change, and she can't hear them, and they keep, like, mumbling the price. She goes, how much? How much? How much?
Did you die?
Ashley and I will still say that. We'll be like, "Hatch!"
Answer to this day.
And she'll go, "It wasn't that bad, Tiffany."
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. And Ashley, oh my gosh, going through the drive-thru with her, she cannot hear. And so she's also very socially awkward. And she's like, "Yummy!" She'll text me these things. She goes, I don't know why I do these things.
Last night, it's Halloween. We carved pumpkins. We had a big bag of guts, right? I go out of our apartment. There's someone walking down the hallway with going back to their apartment. He very nicely says, Happy Halloween. Oh, Happy Halloween. I lift up the bag, go, pumpkin guts. He goes, nice. Just walk away.
Why did I say that? He gave you the words to say. And you chose.
I said Happy Halloween. I said, oh, you too. Pumpkin.
Why? It's like Dumb and Dumber when
he
walks out and he's
big
like,
old pop.
Big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
It's me. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
All right, fan story, because I need to stop telling embarrassing stories about
myself.
This is from Megan Ziegler. From January of 2021.
Wow.
I am a bit newer to the podcast, and I'm working my way through on a binge to catch up. I'm on episode 60 today. Here is my story. I grew up as a child of the 90s.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
But I somehow missed the hype of Harry Potter. My cousin, shout out to Kylie, was into it, and I'm sure she tried to talk me into it at some point, but I don't remember. I met my now husband in 2010, and in 2011, on a vacation together, he was rereading Sorcerer's Stone on the beach. I figured if he was into it, I should at least try it out. We read the books together over the phone as we were long distance. I love that. It became a series that we enjoyed together. It has continued to be a part of our relationship as we are now married. I am now even more obsessed with the series than he is. He is a pastor, and we're currently working on starting a preschool in our church.
Aww.
I'm sharing this because the name of the preschool is Phoenix Play School.
I love it.
To me, Harry Potter will always be a place where I can, where I am my truest self and can escape the stress of the world. I'm a proud Hufflepuff. Woo-woo! My wand is dogwood, 11 and a half inches, and solid flexibility. My Patronus is a calico cat, although I am a dog person. Sorry, Katie and Meg. So I don't really love this.
Calicos are so beautiful.
What?
And we have a dog now.
True. Very true.
What year is this?
21.
Okay.
Did not have one then.
No.
I was still working my magic.
Oh my god. Thanks for all you do. I am truly enjoying laughing along with you and feel as though I have a group of new friends. Love to you all, Megan.
Aww. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
I love your story and I love the name of the preschool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
I love that you guys read the story to each other over the phone.
That is adorable.
It's really
super cute.
I love it.
Okay.
Got one?
Yeah.
Okay.
What does Professor Flitwick eat for breakfast?
I don't know, Katie. What?
Lucky Charms.
But I'm shh.
Don't give me that look.
I just feel like I should have gotten that. I'm a little upset with myself.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I had a calico cat named Callie.
Did you really?
Yes.
We're all very original.
I also had a cat named Miss Kitty.
Guys, growing up, I had
she was white.
A dog named Rover, a dog named Freckles, a dog named Snoopy,
Snoopy.
And a cat named Callie, a calico cat named Callie. I was, you know, we just rolled with it.
Rover.
All right. If after all of that, you would still like to follow us on social media for some more of us. Myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at The Peaches Family. And Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at TiffSwish_Flick. I don't think anybody got bingo again.
You guys stink.
Tiffany! Oh my god.
Oh, just kidding.
And I am pulling the points. Nope. Thank you. Ravenclaw, boo. Still in first. Gryffindor, Ravenclaw. Still in second. Hufflepuff, still in third. And Slytherin, we are pathetic right now. We're in
how
fourth.
Many?
We are in fourth.
Yeah. Top three, though. Real close. Oh, man. You know what, guys? This one is for all of our embarrassing stories. Cringe moments for you. I love sharing those. Pumpkin guts.
Pumpkin guts.
I hit her with trash. Here's the moral of the story. I can't take the trash out anymore. I can't.
Oh, gosh.
It's good to get you some conversations with other people.
No, it's not, because I always botch them some way or another, and then I come back and go, Meg, why am I the way I am?
You know, sorry. You're okay. It's gonna be okay.
Thanks.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're gonna make it, and then you can tell us more stories like these.
Okay.
Okay. This one's for you and your stories, Katie.
Yeah, thanks.
That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Look at my voice!
Sounded like the count.
Yeah, that was the point.
Are you ready?
Yes. Did you just rip your book? Oh. I was concerned.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.